Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 1037 KSON. Talking some masks this morning, and sometimes it's easier as a parent to explain to your grade school kids why they should wear masks and the proper way to do it. Dan's in Carlsbad.
I sat my kids down and explained to them what's going on in the world, that people are getting sick and that we need to do our part to take care of them. And, you know, wearing a mask helps keep more people from getting sick. From then on, my kids had no problem wearing them.
Yeah, okay. And that's easier when you can sit down with a kid who can understand that. But what do you do when you have a toddler or, you know, that in that situation? Because they clearly can't sit down and give logic to them. Right. And that makes it a little bit harder.
So share the wealth. How are you getting your little ones comfortable with wearing a mask? I could feel producer Jessica's jubilation this past weekend when she posted Walt finally wearing a mask.
Well, he just turned two. So prior to him turning two, it wasn't a requirement. But now that he's two, it's required pretty much anywhere you go. We've mostly been staying home with him, but we want him to get used to wearing a mask because this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. So we want to make sure he can go out and, you know, at least see other people and do things and not be stuck in the same four walls all day.
And, of course, when you say he, you mean all of you.
Yeah, I know.
You're right. But you were successful in working with him, and what did you use?
His tablet. I realized that we needed to get out so he could see that everybody was doing it, so that maybe he saw it more and he'd understand why he has to wear his mask. But we distracted him with his tablet, and that really seemed to work. We went to Target and Costco, and Costco, he kept it on the entire time.
833-287-1037. Emily's in Chula Vista. Emily, how did you get your kids on board with wearing masks?
Yeah, I got my kids comfortable wearing masks by having them make their own. So we started a family line, and we design all these plain white masks with paint and stuff. And we have weekly themes. So one week we do animals, one week we do Disney, all kinds of stuff. And now they really love it.
Sure, it becomes an art project, and it becomes fun, and they put some fun into it. Now, obviously, there are some kids that this is always going to be an issue, especially special needs kids. And some kids can't wear them because of that. And so I want you to remember that. If you're out and about, please don't judge a parent when you see them with a child, because you don't know what the situation is. But you know what? Sesame Street addressed that. And their character, Julia, is a little girl with autism. And they had a whole segment on her dad trying to help her understand wearing the mask. It starts out a little tough.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. Now, honey, remember, you need to wear your mask. That's how we keep everybody healthy and safe.
No.
Hey, honey, why don't you go ahead and put your mask on right now?
No. No.
Oh, you don't want to put your mask on?
No. Ears.
It bothers your ears?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, masks can bother your ears when you first start to wear them.
And they go through a whole thing of having her practice with her little bunny and her bunny wearing the mask. And this will work for some kids and some kids it won't. But I love that we're coming up with different ways to try to help kids understand.
Yeah. Help us all understand. How are you getting your little ones comfortable by wearing a mask? 833-287-1037. This is something that every parent of a young child can relate to. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. San Diego's number one for new country, 1037 KSON, John and Tammy in the morning. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. And let us know how you got your child, your toddler, your small one to wear a mask without fidgeting, without fussing, without blowing up. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning.
We're going to go out to Ramona and talk to Paul. Paul, how did you work on getting your kids to keep their masks on?
Yeah, my wife actually works at Rady's, and we explained to our 3 and now 7-year-old that it's to keep people safe. There's a virus that's going around that's making people really sick, and we wear eye masks to keep not only ourselves safe, but keep others safe. We've told them that even if they get it, they may not get sick, but they can give it to their grandma and pop. We break it down, keep it as simple as possible, and try and put it at their level. And our 3-year-old, for the most part, I'd say 90% of the time, keeps the mask on just fine.
What else have you used for your 3-year-old that's really helped? Because it's a little harder to get a 3-year-old to understand logic as it is than a 7-year-old.
But really broke it down for them the same way. Again, just kept it as simple as possible, not getting too scary or too technical with it.
Yeah.
Just let them know that it's not just for their safety, it's for the safety of others.
If you do that, Paul, and the child who's 3 or under is still not cooperating, would it be okay? I mean, your wife works at Rady's. Maybe you can answer this. Would it be okay to spread peanut butter and jelly inside the mask?
So they
That's
just
what they have to do for you, isn't it, John?
Hey, listen. For me, it's bacon, but yeah, you know, whatever helps.
All right, bacon. Go to Egg Bistro in Carlsbad and get the man candy. It's a sweet and spicy bacon flavored crack, is what it is.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, dude. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, we're getting off top. Hey, you show a bunch of man candy in that mask, which is a sentence I never thought I'd say, but you know, 2020. Go ahead and I'll never take it off.
There you go. There's your new invention, man candy mask.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's a whole new show.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thank you guys. You have a great one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.